Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. Dr. Olga Campora is back, and I am delighted that she's back. She's the author of Saint Behind Enemy Lines. Born in Czechoslovakia, she is an inspiration. She's an educator, a lecturer, a life coach, a yogi, a business owner, a mom, a wife, a good human being. Olga owns a yoga studio that offers therapeutic yoga to high-achieving individuals who have back pain and who deal with stress. She also provides life coaching services to men and women who really want to delve into the self, improve the self physically, mentally, emotionally. She helps people become the most loving versions of themselves. She helps people to serve powerfully, to love unconditionally, and to make a difference for good wherever they are. Welcome, Olga. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. True to all of that.
Some listeners are tuning in for the first time. Others have heard our first two segments. But the ones who are tuning in for the first time didn't hear the earlier interviews. Will you just summarize really quickly the ways in which you use coaching to help people evolve and bloom?
Yes, so I really use coaching to help people to create radical goals in their lives, mm-hmm. to dream like they haven't dreamt before, mm-hmm. and to create possibilities for themselves when they would be thinking that, oh, this is not possible for me because of this or that. So we are really together working, you know, with a client on creating just a life that they that is on a purpose, that it has meaning, and that it's fulfilling for them.
That's wonderful. So I said you focus on love. Why mm-hmm. do you spend so much time on love?
You know what? I start, Joanna, with a quote from a professional coach. His name is Robert Holden. And I think that when I will read what he says about this, it's just going to set a really good conversation that we can have on this topic. He says, quote, "All the happiness, success, health, and abundance you experience in life comes directly from your willingness to love and to be loved. If your definition of success has a little or no measure of love in it, get another definition."
Oh, I like that. I like that.
It's kind of cool one, right?
Yes.
So really, you know, many clients come, you know, to be coached not because they are not highly successful, you know, in their career. And some of them, they come because they need to move the needle. But many people come because they have questions. And questions are such as, is this all there is for me? Hmm. Or is there more to life than this? Mm-hmm. Or who am I? What is my purpose? How can I make a more meaningful contribution and live a more fulfilling life? And I think that these are, you know, some of really excellent questions and the answers to them that are revealed to each client as we go through the process of awareness and as we really tap into what is it that we are stuck, you know, in, what area it is, you know, that we are holding back, that we just cannot really be who we can possibly be. There is also a very beautiful quote from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and he says, quote, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." Mm-hmm. And what I want to tell about the Teilhard's quote is that it's a really powerful statements regarding the spiritual context of our being, who we are. Because the awareness with capital A, you know, I would say that you are, you know, a soul, right? We are this, you know, we are being in the world, but there is that soul part of us. and that you live, that your life serves, you know, some sort of a really spiritual purpose. And then when we think about it that way, it really opens a portal to another way of perceiving yourself, your life experiences, and your purpose for being on this earth in this human form. So another thing that just kind of to expand on it, and you can then ask some questions if you want to, is that there is a really phenomenal book called Remembering the Light Within. It's by Mary and Ronald Holnick. And it talks about the fact that we can basically in this life evolve in two lines, mm-hmm. okay? There is the goal line, and it's just the horizontal line, which is basically the physical world reality. It's our goals, our success, and we use, you know, our mind, our emotions, or our senses and behavior to navigate toward success. Mm-hmm. But there is just kind of, you know, of course, some sort of duality in having positive and negative experiences in our life. We constantly measure ourselves being either good or not so good or being bad. And that is one way to live the life in this duality, you know, and moving from just kind of bad to good, from good to little bad or better. So it's that kind of line, you know, on that horizontal line. And then they talk about something that I found really fascinating, and it's very much connected to the question about the love. And that is that they speak about the soul line of life. And mm-hmm. that is just kind of, you know, the vertical line going upward in our line. And the soul line has been addressed by every world's major spiritual traditions. And generally, they refer to it either as God or consciousness, mm-hmm. or just kind of, you know, the universal mind, whatever we would could call it, spirit. And the word that describes this forest is really the best way to describe it is love. Love with capital mm-hmm. L, okay? And that is why I, you know, emphasize, you know, my coaching or really ground my coaching in understanding what that means if we embark on the journey of the vertical growth, mm-hmm. you know? Not really meaning that we don't want to just have a successful business, that we don't want to have, you know, great marriages or great houses, you know, great opportunities. But a lot of people have those mm-hmm. and they're still not happy. There is still something yep. missing. And it's because, you know, the vertical line, the soul line is not just kind of, you know, being awakened. And when you start awakening and gaining awareness about the soul line, about really the love, you know, that you can have, you know, for life, for yourself, for the loved ones, mm-hmm. what it can just, you know, really create. Without that, it's just kind of, you know, really going only, you know, from just one thing to another thing. But when you start embarking on the journey of the soul, it's just such a beautiful journey that creates so much of goodness and abundance and really makes the difference in the world.
You know, this is really timely. We have a new pastor, and he and his wife are really focusing our attention on love and the fact that God is love and that we as Christians are to bring love and to model love. She said something to me one day. She says, well, Joanne, there's nobody that we can't love if we are living our faith. And I thought, that's really interesting. And it pricked me to really think about, are you demonstrating love consistently? And are you demonstrating love to the people who get on your nerves? So when you talk about that soul line and that love, it is a theme that is now kind of running through my life.
Yes, and it's absolutely, you know, essential, because if you think about, you know, that type of a love, and in each of us, we come just, you know, from a little bit different, you know, tradition and backgrounds, you know, as far as our beliefs. But when you really connect to understanding that there is just something bigger than you are, mm-hmm. and we all of us can agree that, you know, love really moves the needle.
Yep.
In your family.
Mm-hmm.
Love moves the needle really in your work. How much do you love the work that you do? How much do you love working people with you do, right?
Yeah.
It's just in every single aspect when there is a development of love, there is just kind of, you know, an absolute peace within your soul. And that is ultimately what every single person on this earth really wants. We want to have a peace. Because when you have a peace, you can really just kind of, you know, live life that is just so fulfilling.
Yep. Now, one of the things that you emphasize is unconditional love. And that's a term that people throw around all the time. Will you just define it? What does that mean?
Yes. So I think that just to define the unconditional love, let's kind of, you know, be clear what is conditional.
Okay.
Life. So the opposite. Okay. So conditional love sounds like this. If you do this, show up like that, then I give you my love and I give you my attention. And if you don't do this, then I will withhold my love. And if this doesn't happen, then I will suffer. So every form of attachment starts with, if this happens, then I will be happy and feel love. And if this doesn't happen, then I will suffer. The key word here, you know, in all of these statements is if,
mm-hmm.
which has no place in unconditional love, because the unconditional love is telling the truth to the other person, no matter how that person responds. You love them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is unconditional love, that it is not about people pleasing. You speak the truth and with love in your heart. You know, there is a beautiful quote, you know, from Byron Katie that says, it's very short, she says, I love you and no.
Explain that.
Yes. So it means that I am never ever going in the direction of doing something just to please the other person. If that is totally out of the place of my integrity.
Okay.
Okay. That I am not simply just going to do something in order to please someone to be loved. Okay. That love also needs to have unconditional love. Has healthy boundaries.
Okay.
And the healthy boundaries is not for the other person, it's for you. Mm-hmm. That you always will treat yourself from the place of complete integrity. And what I mean by that is that I will give you an example. You might have a friend and you say, you know, we are going to have a lunch, you know, tomorrow. And you agree that you will have a lunch at 1:00. You are there. It's 1:05, 1:15. The friend is not there. Okay? You can think all different kind of things about it, right? Person comes and you have a lunch and, you know, the person excuses, whatever, and stuff like that. You might not make anything out of it. Well, you have another lunch and it's the same thing.
It's a pattern now.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's bothering you because mm-hmm. it's just like someone does not respect, you know, the time, right?
Right.
They don't respect themselves and then they don't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So in that place, what you can kind of, you know, say is, and again, many times, you know, these disconnects happen, you know, between people. People really create boundaries that are from anger. They are angry. Mm-hmm. So that's not a healthy boundary. That's an angry boundary that I'm creating. And it's never ever just kind of create a communication. So one thing is very important is if I just cannot do something, okay, it's something, you know, out of my integrity, mm-hmm. you know, that I need to speak about it and just simply say, in this example that I was giving you, just, you know, with a friend, if it happens a couple of times and it just bothers me, this is what I can do is I can realize, you know what, I can have a conversation and loving conversation just, you know, with my friend and just simply tell them, hey, can I just kind of, you know, ask you something? You know, it's really important for me when, you know, I'm on time. And it's very important right. for me that also the other people respect, you know, that and they are on time. And so I want to ask you, you know, this. If you cannot be on time next time, this is what I just kind of will do, okay? I will wait for 15 minutes. And if, or 5 minutes, whatever just kind of you decide. And if you don't show up after those 15 minutes, I just simply leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not anything about you that I do not like you. I do not respect you. It's actually telling you that I love you and I respect both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's really very important that just, you know, the other person doesn't make it mean anything, that you just, you don't take them as friend anymore, or you just don't like them. It's just, they need to know it's not anything about I hating you, I don't like you. It's about simply, you know, being in my own integrity.
Right. Honoring myself
yes.
while still respecting
yes.
you.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. You know, as you're talking about this, one of the things that came into my mind is that part of unconditional love is I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you just as you are. And I love you as you are. Not I love you if, I love you when, I want you to change this about you or that about you. So as you were saying that, that's what flashed in my mind, that I see you.
Yes. And in that way also, John, you are creating actually space for the other person, that the other person does not just, you know, feel that, okay, my love is conditioned onto this, I think I need to do. It's
right.
almost, you know, we call it in coaching, having a manual about someone, that I do have just kind of, you know, certain expectations
mm-hmm.
and if the and have a manual for a person, how they wash the dishes, you know, how they put the dishes in a dishwasher or whatever that might be, you know. And we are actually, when that happens, is we are creating a scarcity within the relationship, right? But you said something that is just so beautiful, that creates really complete abundance. And actually, it opens up also the soul and curiosity in the other person, in your spouse. Because if you really mean, I accept you the way you are, deep down inside, the person knows that there are probably better ways to do, you know, things, or better ways to take care of my body or whatever might be, okay? But you are actually giving them a space
yes.
to open up into. And again, it's up to their speed or up to their commitment, but it's just so healing
mm-hmm.
that they understand I don't have to prune myself in any way. I don't have to lose 200 pounds, you know, I'm making, you know,
right.
But in order to be loved, okay?
Right, right.
And I think this is just kind of, you know, so important how we create that space for each other as we communicate with each other.
You know, the manual thing, now you know you've said mm-hmm. that to me, that I don't have a manual for Carl. And that was so liberating because I realized I don't need a manual for him. It's all I can do to have a manual for me. So
right,
that right. recognizing that we don't need to have a manual for other people, that they get to be who they are and we love them as they are.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
for me was like a pivot point.
Right.
And even in looking at other people outside of that relationship, to be able to say, I don't have a manual for them. I don't need a manual for them. They get to be who they are.
Because the truth is, who likes to follow the manual?
Nobody.
Right? So.
Right. And if I'm working on being every day mm-hmm. and every moment and recognizing that I'm being and that I am, I cannot put energy into having a manual right. for someone else, because then I'm not focusing my energy on me, on my being, and
absolutely.
On my personal power.
Spot on, because, you know, having a manual, you know, about somebody, it's actually fulfilling our selfish needs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
It's not really about unconditional love. And that is something that I think it was for me, just realizing, oh, I want this, 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 because it will make me feel a certain way.
Yes. Know? Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of taking full responsibility, just kind of, you know, how I feel.
Right.
I
yes. And that was very, I'll tell you, that was very liberating yes. for me. So are there other benefits or other wins from being able to love unconditionally? And just, are there other ways that we can learn to do it? To love unconditionally.
Yeah, I think that there is a beautiful quote from Nelson Mandela. And it doesn't look like it speaks exactly what you are asking, you know, for, but you will see that it does. He says, quote, "You must take the pain out of your heart and let it go." And a question here is to ask, what does that really mean and how can we do that? What is the pain that we must release from our heart? How do we let it go? Mm-hmm. So the pain that Mandela was talking about is the suffering that automatically results within us whenever we engage in the process of judging. Judgment, which is, what is judgment? It's basically three things: blaming, mm-hmm. making somebody wrong, mm-hmm. and condemning, you mm-hmm. know, others, vilifying, and so on. So think about it this way. There is a beautiful quote from Rumi that says, if you are irritated by every rub, how will you be polished?
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that.
And so that's the win of, you know, and benefit loving unconditionally, just kind of realize that, you know, it is, you know, sometimes uncomfortable, right? It is tapping into our, you know, imperfections and still just kind of, you know, realizing, you know, the quote, if you are irritated by every rap, how can you be polished, right?
Right. Right. And something's wrong with you if you're irritated by every rep and you have to go inward. You talked about the ability to reflect and be self-aware in one of our earlier conversations. So we're trying to write new narratives. That's, for me, why I want to love unconditionally, why I threw away the manual. How does this unconditional love help us to write new narratives, first for ourselves and then for the people we care about?
So one thing that it's really important is that we become emotionally mature adults.
Hmm.
So we learn how to take a full responsibility how we feel. So because the way I feel is 100% connected what I think about myself and other people around me. I can be either in a state of emotional childhood by blaming, you know, everybody else how I feel, or I take a full responsibility, realizing that none is responsible to make me happy, but it's me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing that just we sometimes make as a mistake is, and I will give you again an example. We as adults constantly make comments to our children, such as, "Emily, you really hurt that little girl's feelings. You need to say you are sorry for hurting her feelings." Or we say, "Did it hurt your feelings when that boy said those mean words to you?" What we do is we teach our children at a young age that other people are responsible for how we feel. And it becomes so ingrained in us that we don't even question it or recognize how disempowering this is. While children don't have the capacity, you know, to make this distinction, many people continue to function this way as adults.
So what do you mean? Because sometimes people do hurt our feelings.
Yes. Is that, you know, so why do they hurt our feelings, right? Because we do have a certain, you know, thoughts, you know, about what was said. We mm-hmm. just, you know, we only just kind of get hurt because we do have a certain thought about, you know, something. And because we do have a certain thought about, you know, the thing, then it takes us then on a journey how we then perceive, you know, other people, okay? What I'm trying to just kind of, you know, explaining, you know, that not only it is just kind of debilitating the way to live, that always think that it is the other people who determine just kind of, you know, how we live, but it creates a space for blame.
Okay.
And we blame just kind of, you know, the government. We blame the economy, our bosses, other people, our ex-husbands, our mothers, our fathers, and our childhood. We start blaming just kind of outside. We blame people not only for how we feel, but for the actions we take and the results we get in our lives. So the only way to really achieve, you know, this emotional maturity is through really self-responsibility. And what I mean by that we honestly take the responsibility. I feel this way, okay? This was said to me, and this is what I think about it. And then what I think about it, it really makes me feel in a certain way. So is there any, it doesn't mean that we let other people to hurt us. It's not about that I'm just kind of, you know, letting just, you know, other people just, you know, say and do everything, you know. And that goes again to the quote that we had with Byron Katie, and that is, I love you and know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. That if there is something that just kind of, you know, I feel that it's crossing the boundary, you know, then I say something. But, you know, the other part of it also is to recognize that I have 100% full responsibility how, you know, I feel, that it's nobody else's business but mine.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can make you happy. Even your husband can make you happy. He can do everything what is possible just kind of for him to do, or he doesn't. But at the end is, what do you make it mean? And if you are really the whole time only dependable that unless he does this, that you are not capable just kind of to feel fulfilled, that you are just kind of, you know, living in the conditional love, okay? Rather than just kind of, you know, taking responsibility in every single moment, meaning just kind of, you know, I can get flowers and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get flowers and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy flowers for myself. You know, it's just like what we make it, you know, like, okay, he's not bringing the flowers for Valentine's. Ooh, he doesn't love me. There's something wrong about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as simple, okay, he just kind of forgot, you know,
sure.
or it's just, it, you know, whatever it just, you know, happened, but it's just, again, doesn't mean it's the end of the world, you know?
Right. And it's an opportunity to communicate your needs.
Right.
Not an attack, but to say,
right,
I needed flowers and these are the reasons that I needed them.
Right.
And it gives the other person information.
Right.
As opposed to blaming them for having a bad Valentine's Day.
Right.
I get the distinction there around blame. And I do think we spend a lot of time unconsciously blaming people. I don't think it's necessarily something that we think about.
Right.
That
because,
I'm blaming.
Because it's easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you blame, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
Okay. Because you are right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You are right. And you know, but you feel awful.
Mm-hmm. And typically you make the other person feel pretty bad too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not a one-way street. Well, our time together is coming kind of close to the end, but I want to ask you, what else do we need to know about love and loving unconditionally? What else do you want us to know?
I think this is a golden nugget that just, you know, I have learned. And again, it's, you know, from Steve Hardison, from a really an amazing coach. He, you know, says the power is always in the listener.
Mm.
So what do we mean by that? Because, you know, communication is about a conversation, right?
Yes.
About the way we listen. And what it means the power is in the listener is from what kind of a place I listen. to my spouse, to my children, to my boss, to my employee, to my neighbor. And there are basically two places that you can listen from. One is from the place of judger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think or if you listen from that place as a judger, you either say, oh, I have heard this, or look at just kind of what this person is wearing, or what about that weird color that they have hair color? Why did they just, you know, or can they just lose another 20 pounds, you know?
Right.
And so it's just the chatter that it's there
mm-hmm.
that doesn't allow me to just really open up to gold, that it's within every single person on this earth. There is just that gold that is in them. And we can listen from just kind of a different place. So that is a judger. And the other one is learner.
Mm.
So I can, you know, I can ask myself, what can I learn from hearing this person? What is there, you know, for me? Who I can be while listening to this and this conversation or whatever the person, you know, says is going to help me to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets you on a little bit different pathway. It means that you are capable to really listen to anybody, not what type of an IQ they have or what kind of accomplishments that they have in their lives, what kind of education they get, what kind of background they have. You are simply are capable to listen from the place of unconditional love. And that's what we were talking about. Like,
yes, yes.
Because you can always, you can learn from every single person.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And so that would be just kind of the departing thought, because I think it's just so powerful to me because, you know, right after this, you know, you and me, we go and we will talk to some people, right?
Yes.
It's either our husband or boyfriend, or we are going to the store, you know,
yep.
and talking to people. And I would just, again, if I may close with just an experience I have had yesterday. I went to a store and I wanted to order a salad. And I was standing there and I could see that the gentleman who was taking care of, you know, that particular job, he was on his phone, okay? And I went from one place to the other place and I just said hello. And I could tell, I didn't say the hello, like hello,
mm-hmm.
because you can say things in all different, I just say hello. And he looked at me and he was very irritated. He just says, you are not standing in the right place to order, you know? And what could, so I was, you know, in that moment, because I am just living this, I'm just like, Olga, who do you need to be right now? Okay?
Right.
Because it can go to, in two directions, okay?
Right, right.
I could just telling him, hey, do you know what? I've been standing here for about 2 minutes. And you are on your phone, you know, so that's one way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, who do I need to be? What can I create here? There is a space here for creation.
Right.
And I just said, I am a loving kindness. And mm-hmm. so I just said, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I went all the way just kind of to the place where he wanted me to be. And he's like, what do you want? Okay. And I just, I want you to just kind of get your special, you know, what you have. So he started, you know, and I started conversation with him. And I just told him, thank you so much for taking care of me, you know? And, you know, and just talking to you, why is the name of the special that they have? Where did they come? I just started conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we can come there all the way just to the line when I have to pay. And I'm just telling you, thank you so much for taking care of just, you know, my order. And he looked at me with this huge, big smile on his face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, it was a great pleasure. And I knew that he meant that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I left and I was just like, I'm blessing you. I'm blessing you to just kind of have the rest of the day fantastic. I bless you that you have more intention to tune into your clients that come and make an order. I bless you when you come back home to your spouse and to your children, that you show up as unconditional love. Mm-hmm. I left that, and I felt that energy, you know.
Yes.
And so that's what just kind of, you know, I would like to say that we always, you know, have that moment, how do I listen to the comments? You know, do I want to create something? Or am I going to be a nasty and just don't want to even, because if something is made from the place like, I have to take care of this lady, and you know, I didn't want that. And it was just such a beautiful creation. And I think that we have just the opportunity, Joanne, like every single second, to create something just
day.
Kind of, you know, back. And especially I feel in those times when things go south, these are the best opportunities just to create something absolutely incredible.
And these are the tests. So.
Yes. And yeah. That's the love with,
yeah,
you know, capital,
love test.
Capital L.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Yes. Thank you. I want people to be able to connect with you. How can they do that?
Yes. So please, you can come to my website, www.olgakempora.com, or you can also text or call at 443-636-1243. That's our business number, and we will get back to you and we'll create a conversation with you. And it's just completely open. There is just no need to be, you know, afraid of anything. If you are interested in coaching, we can help you to understand if it's something that you are ready for or if it's something that just, you know, you can grow into. Thank you.
Thank you. I so appreciate you sharing this time with us, especially this focus on love. Thank you again.
Thank you, John. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.